Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular program dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Mendelssohn, Handel, Mathias, Longley, Kargelert, and many others. But we start this evening with Eric Timon, who lived between 1900 and 1975. He was an English composer and a conductor and, of course, an organist. And he was largely self-taught, but achieved the FRCO, which is pretty much the gold standard in organ playing, the Fellow of the Royal College of Organists, in 1921, and was awarded a musical doctorate at the age of 28. He was organist of the Park Chapel at Crouch End and ultimately the City Temple in London, also a professor of harmony at the Royal Academy of Music. Getting us underway tonight, here we have his postlude a la Marcia, or in the style of a march. Eric Timon's postlude a la Marcia, played there by Simon Hogan at the organ of Southwell Minster. Next up we have works by William Mathias, who is a Welsh composer who lived between 1934 and 1992. His compositions include an opera, three symphonies and three piano concertos, but he's perhaps best known for his Anglican choral works, including an anthem specially written for the wedding of Prince Charles to Lady Diana Spencer in 1981. His processional is one of a number of organ pieces. ¶¶ William Matthias and the Processional, played there by Richard Lee at the organ of Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems. The water music dates from 1717, when King George I requested that a concert be held on the River Thames, and the piece was originally scored for a large orchestra with this in mind. Its first performance was on Wednesday the 17th of July, 1717, on a barge near Westminster. Well, another recording emanating from Liverpool there, and this time it was Ian Tracy at the organ of the Anglican Cathedral in Liverpool with the hornpipe from the water music, which is in itself from suite number 2 in D major HWV 349 by George Frederick Handel. Sir George Thorburn Ball was born in Australia in 1896, but like Handel, 200 years before him, he spent most of his musical career in London, where he began a long association with the Temple Church, which lasted from 1923 until 1983. He became president of the Royal College of Music and was a regular broadcaster. Amongst the best known of his works for organ is the Elegy, part of which was played at the funeral of Princess Diana in 1997. It originated from an improvisation which Thorben Ball was required to provide when a broadcast of the BBC's Choral Evensong ended a couple of minutes early. The piece is simple in construction and well within the capabilities of most non-professional players. Sir George Thorburnball's Elegy, played there by Hugh Williams at the organ of St Paul's Cathedral in London. Percy Whitlock was born in 1903 in Chatham, Kent, and studied under Vaughan Williams at the Royal College of Music. His style of writing appears to have been influenced by Gershwin and other popular composers of the 1920s, with melodies which appear to resemble folk songs prevalent in his work. Whitlock suffered from tuberculosis and hypertension and became nearly blind before his untimely death in 1946 at the age of just 43. Here we have his fanfare played on the organ of Bath Abbey.
Thank you.
Percy Whitlock's Fanfare, played there by Peter King at the organ of Bath Abbey. A choral prelude is a short liturgical composition for organ using a chorale tune as its basis. Chorale preludes were prevalent mainly during the German Baroque period, and Johann Sebastian Bach wrote no fewer than 46 of them. They are amongst the best known of his works for organ. Nun Dankit All Gott was a hymn tune written around 1647, nearly 40 years before Bach's birth. It translates literally to Now Thank We All Our God, and remains a well-known hymn tune in the Christian liturgy. Here we have Bach's chorale prelude on Nun Dankit All Gott.
Thank you.
J.S. Bach's chorale prelude on Nun Dank It All Got, BWV 657, played by Simon Preston. Felix Mendelssohn was a German pianist and organist born in 1809. His compositions are generally regarded as conservative in nature when compared to contemporaries like Liszt and Wagner and Berlioz, but he was well received in the UK and premiered a number of his works here during a number of visits. Mendelssohn's principal works for the organ are the three Preludes and Fugues, Opus 37, and the six Sonatas, Opus 65. The latter are very much admired and, being relatively straightforward, have featured as required learning in the Associated Board and other examinations for many years. Adagio from Mendelssohn's Organ Sonata in F minor, Opus 65, number 1. That was played there by K. Johansson on the organ of St. Adalbero in Würzburg, Germany. Jean Langlet was a French organist who established a reputation for improvising as well as composition. Church organists at all levels are required, whether occasionally or on a regular basis, to provide improvisations to cover periods of silence during the liturgy. Within the Roman Catholic Mass, these intervals can extend for several minutes, allowing the organist to extemporise at length on a particular theme, hopefully relevant to the liturgical season or germane to a hymn that has been sung. Langlet lived between 1907 and 1991, and he established a reputation for improvisation as well as composition. Here we have his improvisation on the 9th century plainsong hymn tune, Veni Creator Spiritus.
Thank you.
the improvisation on Veni Creator Spiritus by Jean Longley, played there by Mark Lee at the Cathedral of Gloucester. Time for something a little lighter now. The American concert organist Carlo Curley was born in 1952 and lived for much of his later life in the UK. He died in 2012 at the early age of just 59. A flamboyant character, he was the first organist to perform a solo recital at the White House for President Jimmy Carter. He held the resident organist position at the Alexander Palace in the 1970s and was latterly christened as the Pavarotti of the organ. He didn't confine his repertoire to the classical field and could often be heard at recitals playing transcriptions of popular tunes in freestyle. One such is the Washington Post, a march by the American composer John Philip Sousa. The Washington Post, arranged by Carlo Curley and played by him by John Philip Sousa, and that was at an unspecified organ but taken from his 1994 album, The World of Carlo Curley. We return to the hymn tune Nun Dank It All Gott now, and Siegfried Kargelert was a German composer of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He wrote for a number of instruments, but perhaps best known for his organ and harmonium output. Amongst his organ works, his 66 chorale improvisations, dedicated to the great organist Alexander Gilmour, Opus 65, are surely the best known, and perhaps the best known of the best known is that particular one on Now Thank We All Our God. It's a regular at harvest festivals and any number of other Thanksgiving services across the liturgical year. That's Cargolert's version of the choral prelude, None Dank It, All Got. And that was played by Peter Hereford at an unspecified organ. Our last piece tonight comes from Norman Cocker, who was born in 1889 and, as a boy, was a chorister at Magdalen College in Oxford. He's awarded an organ scholarship to Merton College, but never completed his degree. This didn't hold him back in professional life, though, and he went on to become assistant organist at Manchester Cathedral and assumed the main role in 1943. We're going to hear his best-known piece, which is his tuba tune, and here it's played by John Scott Whiteley at the organ of York Minster. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until next time, goodbye.